పాదసేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో సెకండ్ చాప్టర్
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, today we will be speaking about first canto, second chapter. In this chapter, out of six questions, four questions will be answered by Sukadeva Swami. Mm-hmm. So, before speaking that Sukadeva Swami, in three verses, he does this Mangalacharan invocation. So in two verses he prayed his obeisances to his spiritual master, that is Sukadeva Goswami. Jam pravajantam anupetam apetakrutyam daipayana virakatarajuhava So before speaking, while answering the questions of Sonaka, Rishi and others assembled there, he thought what he would speak. So he remembered his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami. Mm-hmm. Sukadeva Goswami, that's why he said that let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the great sage Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher caste, his father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, "O my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father." So in this way, another verse of verse is there. Thus Swanubhava Makrasmati Sarmekam Madhyatma Deepam Matitit Tirsatanka Mandham Sansarana Karunaya Purana Guhyam Dang Vyasasanam Upajami Gurum Munina. Let me offer my respectable obeisances unto him, Sukadeva Goswami, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those great materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge after having personally assimilated it by experience. So in the next verse, he offers his obeisances to the Lord.
One second.
Jaya Swanubhavam Akhila Sruti Sarmekam Adhyatma Deepam Atityitya Satanta Mandham. So Akhila Sruti, all the Vedic literatures and the Sar, the question was that what is the essence of all the literatures, Vedic literatures. So this is an answer, that this is out of his own realization. He narrated this Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all Vedic literatures. And it is like a lamp, Adhyatma Deepam, a spiritual lamp. Adhyatma, Atitir Chirsadanta Mandham, to cross over the darkness of this omniscience of this material world. This is like a torch, a spiritual torch. So, Sansarina Karunaya Purana Guyam, he told because to out of mercy for those who are suffering in this material world, sansarena kurunaya purana bhujam. This is the most secret purana of, among all the 18 puranas. Tam vyasasanam, that vyasasanam, the son of Vyasa, I offer my obeisances. So in the next verse he says, Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tatu Jayam Udire. Here he offers his obeisances to So before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayana. Unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So in this way, he started after giving this Mangalacharana, this invocations, then he started to answer the questions of Sonapur Rishi. So he says that Sabi Punsan Parodharmo Jato Bhakti Radukhyade Aitukiya Pratyata Jayatma Suprasidati. The supreme occupation or dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So this is how what is the question was that ekantata shreya, what is the shreya or what is the goal of our life. So this is stated that here this is to do devotional service to the Lord, that is the highest dharma. Jato bhakti radukhyade. So Vasudeva Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha jat ahetukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. So for this jnana and vairagya, janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha jat ahetukam. This vairagya and jnana, this renunciation and knowledge, these automatically come from bhakti. It is described in this Bhagavad Mahatmya that one day Narada was moving in India. So in Vrindavan he saw this one very young lady crying. And beside her two old men are sleeping. So he asked her, why you are crying? Who are you? What is your identity? So she told, I am Bhakti Devi. And who are these two persons, old men? They are my sons. Mother is young, but sons are old. So Narada Muni was astonished. So the Bhakti Devi told that I was born in this Dravida Pradesh, and I grew in Karnataka, Maharashtra, but gradually I diminished in Gujarat. Diminished in Gujarat. That's why I became old. And when I came to Vrindavan, I again get back my youthfulness. But my sons are remaining old. They have not regained their youthfulness. So Narada Muni tried very much. He recited Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, and so many things he tried to recite so that they will be revived to youth, but it could not possible.
No.
So at that time he heard there is a sound in the sky that you do satkarma. Then he wanted to know what is satkarma, and you just inquire it from learned persons. So he went in search of knowing what is satkarma. So finally he went to Badrikashram. There he saw his elder brothers, Chatusana, four Kumaras, Brahma. So four Kumaras asked Narada, why you are wondering? He's in a very bewildered person. So he told this story, this point. So then four Kumaras, they told that you might have recited all these Vedic literatures, but you have not recited Bhagavatam. So Narada Muni said that Bhagavatam, I recited everything, Veda and all these things. So Bhagavatam is also part of this Bhagavatam, Veda. No, just like a tree. Even if a mango tree, maybe it has several parts, but the best part of this mango tree is its fruit. Similarly, all the best part of the synthetic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. You have said this thing to Vyasadeva while he was bewildered, and you have forgotten yourself. So it was arranged that they came to Haridwar. There this Bhagavatam was spoken, and there this Bhakti Devi went there with his sons, and also the Lord came. Sukadeva Goswami also went there. So many Muni Rishis also came there, and there was huge kirtan also after Srimad Bhagavatam. And there this these two sons became again young. So this is described in that Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya. So these are the sons of Bhakti Devi, Jnana and Vairagya. That's why it is stated, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu. Very soon one will be having this knowledge and renunciation. He says that dharma samushta punsan nishrukshan kathasuja notpadet jadiratim srama evahi kevara. That means the occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of God. Notpadet jadiratim. If it doesn't develop attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead, then whatever dharma you are doing, that is all useless labor. So now the next question will arise, what is that dharma? So he says, dharma syahi apavargasya nartho arthaya vakalpade nartasya dharmikantasya kama lava yasvuta. Dharma sahi apavargasya. There are two words in grammar, pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means pa pa va va ma. This is pavarga. So in this material world, everyone is doing pa means parisram, labor. And when one does parisram, labor, then foam comes out of his mouth. That is phena. Then even if whatever he does with so much labor, everything becomes vyartha, it becomes failure, vyartha. And there is also bhaya, that is fear. And ultimate power is mrityu, ma means mrityu. But this dharma is apavarga, where there is no parisram, no pena, no vyartata, no bhaya, no ma mrityu. That is apavarga. So he says, dharma sahi apavargasya. Real dharma is this apavargya. Apavarga means all occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. Apavargya. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Nartha-artha-yapa-parvate kamasya nendriya-priti lava-jiveta-javada jivasya tattva-jajnyasa nartha-jasya-karmavi. Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life for self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry over the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. So here another important verse, that is 1-11, that is Vadantita Tattva Vidas Tattvam. Jivasa Tattva Jignasa, it is stated. Jivasa, the aim of the living entities is to Tattva Jignasa, to inquire about the truth. So what is that Tattva? What is that truth? So it is stated in next verse, Vadantita Tattva Vidas Tattvam. Those who are Tattva Vid, they say this Tattva is like this. Jnanam Adhyam, this is non-dual knowledge, absolute knowledge. Advaitattva. What is that? Brahmeti, Paramatmetiti, Bhagavan iti Satyati. These are the three words. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. So in this way, he says that Atha Pumbhi Dujasastha Varnasrama Vivagasya Shonushtidasya Dharmasya Sansidhir Haritosanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of God. Sansidhir Haritosanam. So, tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam patihi srotabhya kirtitabhyascha dheya pujyascha nityada. So this is the duty. Therefore with one pointed attention one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead who is the protector of the devotees. Sattvatam pati. So, if one hears, remembers all these things, what happens? Jat anudhyasina yukta karma granthi nivedanam. Karma granthi nivandanam. Chinnanti kovidastasya kona kurjyat katharatim. With sword in hand, intelligent men caught through the binding knot of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? So, the point here, the question was how one will develop taste for this hearing. Susrusu sradhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahatseva vipra punyan tirtha nisevana. That we are discussing yesterday. Go twice one sages by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. So, when we hear, what happens? Sunandhan, Sokatha, Krishna, Punyan, Sravana, Kirtana, Rudyantastu, Yavadrani, Vidunati, Sursata. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, when these anarthas are removed, that is desire for material enjoyment, that is called anartha. So what happens? Nashta prayesu abhadresu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavati uttam sloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. Nashta prayesu. Not totally destroyed, but almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Nashta prayesu nityam bhagavati uttam sloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. Nishtha comes here. Nishtha, adu sraddha, sadhu sangha, tata bhajan priya, tata anartha nivruti, tata nishtha. When these anartha are removed, then nishtha comes. Bhakti bhavati naishtiki. These were also told by our Prabhu. In our classes. So, when this nishtha comes, tadarajastama bhava kama lobha dayasaje chetaiti rana vidham stitam sakti prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Sthitam satya prasidati. So So what happens? Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Then, Vidyate Vidyaganti, Chidyate Sarvasansaya, Chiyate Chasya Karmani, Dushta Evatmani Sure. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are caught to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. In this way, there are so many verses, and in the end, Shukusami says, 1228, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parajoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Paramjnanam, Vasudeva Paramtapa, Vasudeva Paradharma, Vasudeva Paragati. As we have heard in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, it is stated that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Man Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Swamatma Sudullava. So here it is how Vasudeva is Sarvam, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. His supreme knowledge and all severe austerities are performed to know Him. Religion or Dharma is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life. In this way, we have discussed about the important verses Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Jai. 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 Jai.